All of us have decisions to make. Life is full of crossroads, and we need divine direction. Which way do I go? Join us as we study God's Word today with Scott Pauling.
I can't tell you how many times through the years when our children were very little, we would be on a journey, on a trip, and from the back seat, someone would say, "I'm bored." And every parent knows exactly what I'm talking about. To be frank with you, it's a little annoying to hear children say they're bored when typically they have so much that they can do. Don't you think our Heavenly Father must get grieved when His children are on the journey with Him and we get bored? Bored of waiting on Him, bored in the process. We're in Joshua chapter 6 watching God lead the children of Israel in circles round and round about the city. And some of you are living that today. You're going in circles. And you may be very busy with life, but you're bored. And you're looking for something. And you think, there's got to be more. And why didn't God show me what it is? And what am I going to do? When we left off in our study last time, I said to you that one of God's great lessons for us is just being still. Doing what God has given you to do and then resting in Him. You'll remember that there were seven priests with seven horns for 7 days, making seven trips. Seven, 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 seven. Seven, of course, is the number of completion in Scripture. And the idea here is complete obedience. And so they're just obeying God. They're doing exactly what God told them to do. But at the end of every day, they just come back and they lodge in the camp. So they have to sit every night after doing their work and just wait. All they can do is just sit in the camp and rest in who God is and what He alone can do. And every morning, they begin with that same stillness. Verse 12 says, "And Joshua rose early in the morning, and the priest took up the ark of the Lord." And so it's just another day of obedience, another day of working and then waiting, working and then waiting, working and then waiting, another day of going in circles. You know, we get in such a hurry, but God is never in a hurry. He is always right on time. I want to read to you verse 14 and verse 15 today, because the Bible says, "And the second day." Now that's significant. Many people do the will of God one day, but then they get bored. "And the second day they can pass the city once and return into the camp." So they did 6 days, every day just doing what God gave them to do. And then in verse 15, "It came to pass on the seventh day that they rose early about the dawning of the day and can pass the city after the same manner 7 times. Only on that day they can pass the city 7 times. And so every day they do for that day what God has given them to do. I'm bringing you to another great lesson, that when God leads you in circles, He teaches you the lesson of steps. What's the lesson of steps? That every day you take whatever steps God gives you to take that day, no more and no less. Every day God has something for you that day. And that day all you're to do is follow Him. Keep walking. The will of God is always taken one step at a time. Now, where did God first teach Israel this? He first taught them this at the Jordan. You remember at the Jordan, they had to take one step down in the water. And when their feet touched the water, that's when the water began to part. So He's taught them this at the beginning of their journey, but now He's testing them on this. You see, everything God teaches you, He tests you on. There'll be a test, friends. On every lesson, there'll be a test. So at the Jericho, He's testing them on this lesson. Will they one day just do for that day what God has given them to do? And then would they do it a second day, and a third, and a fourth, and a fifth, and a sixth, and a seventh? Now think of this, 1 week of routine, 1 week of the mundane, 1 week of the ordinary. Have you ever felt totally useless? Like, I've got to do something more, I've got to do the will of God. How do I get it done? Friends, I want to remind you that our extraordinary God works in ordinary lives on ordinary days. You know, people are remembered for their extraordinary days, but they're made on their ordinary ones. God was making Israel. Every day He was building them up. Every day He was purging them and pruning them and preparing them for everything that He had for them. And I want to say to you today, you may think that the will of God is found in some exotic place or some spectacular event. But I want to say to you, the will of God is often done in the mundane of life. in the routine, on your job, at your school, going about your household chores. You see, God's presence is what makes every day special and every place holy and everything that He chooses a part of His will for your life. Years ago, I started wearing a Fitbit. I was trying to lose some weight, and so I got a Fitbit, and I started making a goal to take so many steps every day. I have something different now, but still, day by day, I try to look at it and see how many steps I've taken. I just had a friend the other day tell me that his goal is always to take 10,000 steps every day. That's a lot of steps. But he said, that's my goal every day, to take those steps. Well, I want you to know that every day God has steps already pre-ordered for you. The Bible says the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and He delighteth in His way. Are you delighting in God's way for you today? Are you delighting in His steps? Are you taking the steps God wants you to take? Don't get ahead of Him, and don't get behind Him. You remember that when they found Christopher Columbus's journal, the one entry that was found more than any other on hundreds of pages was this simple three-word entry, "We sailed on." Some days that's all you're supposed to do. Sail on. Take the next step. Obey God right where you are today. The will of God is right where you are. You see, these people were just as much in the will of God on the third day that we know nothing of and there's no record of it as it was being in the will of God on the seventh day. If you want to be in the will of God in the future, be in the will of God today. If you want to be in the will of God when things are public, then be in the will of God when things are private, in your own personal walk. William Carey, the famed missionary who's often called the pioneer of modern missions, on his deathbed said, "When I'm dead and gone, I hope people will remember that I was a plodder." I'm afraid that sometimes in trying to be pioneers, we fail to be plodders. In trying to launch out into the deep, we fail to fish right where we are. In desiring more, we miss what God has already given us. And so one of the lessons that God teaches you as you go round and round in circles is this lesson of steps. I was thinking about this. When you come to the end of the story, that's where we all want to fast forward to, isn't it? Get to the end, get to the good stuff. Friend, it's all good stuff. When you get to the end of the story in verse 20, the Bible says, "The wall fell down flat, and the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they took the city." Did you hear that? Every man straight before him. Do you know what God was doing in those 7 days? He was bringing every man to the place where they had to pray and wait on God and look to the Lord alone and rest in Him and be quiet and just obey. Every man. You see, the path is not plain until every man learns the lessons that God has for them. And could it be you think you're ready for the rest of the will of God, but you're not doing the will of God today? One of Paul's prayers was that every man would stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. Well, friends, all the will of God includes that simple, mundane, routine, ordinary step God wants you to take today. Look for the Lord in it. Follow the Lord in it. Take today's step as the Lord leads you in circles. And I promise you, He's going to lead you into all the will of God.